Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we taught that judgment is coming, and we all need to be prepared for it. Are you prepared? Follow as we continue that thought today. Learn to think of God's word in that way. Whatever the Lord says is coming, will come. Whatever the Lord says he'll do, he will do. It may not be according to your timing, but he's the great Almighty God. And Romans 14:12 tells we who are saved, still, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Or 2 Corinthians 5:9-10, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may receive the things done in this body, according to what we have done, whether it be good or bad. How should we react, knowing just these two passages? Although there are many more, and we can name other. But my friend, account of yourself to God. Receive the things done in this body, whether it's good or bad. You see, we're seeing in our text the compassion of God. Now, we just finished verses 10 and 11, and we see this outpoured judgment. But he doesn't leave us there, because it continues and says, repent. He's letting you know this is going to happen. Now, how are you going to react to this truth? How are you going to react to this knowledge? You need to do something. Judgment is coming. My friend, are you prepared to meet God as a Christian? Because we find in 1 John 2:28, there are going to be those who are going to be ashamed at his appearing. Saved so as by fire. Now, we could take these two verses, verses 12 and 13, and put them under the heading of turning and tearing. It is the way to tee off to a right eternity. Now, in verse 12, we see turning. After telling of the judgment to come, he instructs them what to do. Get to know God in order to know what to do with your life. It is God's compassion that makes everything possible. He makes it possible to turn to him. Now see the word now in verse 12. He says, therefore also now saith the Lord. God is coming to judge. The great day of tribulation is filled with a multitude of lost souls going to an eternal lake of fire. Verses 10 and 11, we see that coming judgment. Therefore, turn now. Turn now to him. Don't delay. Don't be part of those who will be judged without mercy. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says it this way, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, my friend, if you don't, then Proverbs 29, verse 1, tells about your faith. I want you to listen to this verse with the idea of the suddenness when it's too late to do anything. 29:1 of the book of Proverbs, we read this. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. My friend, you harden, and you continue to harden yourself against God. He will suddenly move. And he will move. And it won't be a drawn out thing. It's suddenly destroyed. Now is the accepted time. Now, knowing God is ethically and morally and by his holiness, duty bound to judge, duty bound to the day of the Lord, duty bound to the judgment seat of Christ for the saved, and duty bound to the white throne judgment for the lost, he calls people to turn. Yeah, turn is defined as to turn oneself around. It's a 180. In spiritual terms, as it is here, is the idea of repent. Turn from sin, turn from self, turn from the worldly course. Turn from the wide and broad way that lives outside the box, that thinks outside the Bible box. And turn to Jesus Christ, the straight and narrow road. Actually, when we look at this, the greater emphasis is turning to Christ. You know, I can't turn from my sin and get rid of it. I've got to turn to Christ, and that is a conscious decision. And it is a personal responsibility to turn to him. As I turn to him, that sin that has a hold on me, he can take away. But I've got to turn to him. Now, some people have the idea of, well, turn to Jesus, take your sin away, and go on living the way you're living in a worldly manner. No, not at all. That's not the way it is. Instead, you're turning to him to follow him, to live according to his will and word. In Ezekiel 33 and verse 11, God says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Now think about that. There are people today that say, well, God has already predestined some people to go to hell. Well, if he has, then he would have pleasure in the death of the wicked. Because if, as they say, if you're predestined to go to heaven, you're going to heaven regardless of what happens. If you're destined to hell, you're going to hell regardless of what happens. Then he would have pleasure in those that go to hell. He'd have pleasure in sending them to hell. Well, many of you know that God is not only holy, but God is love. And that's not God. That's not God. Get pleasure in the death of the wicked. And yet, he would get pleasure if he created them to go to hell. If he predestined them to go to hell. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicator. That is sexual sin of any kind. Nor idolaters, nor adulterers, those that cheat on their mate, their spouse. Nor effeminate, homosexual. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's your sexual predator, your sexual deviant, pervert. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor evildoers, nor revelers. Revelers is the social drinking crowd that parties. Nor extortioners, he says, shall inherit the kingdom of God. They don't. But then he adds in verse 11, and such were some of you. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, praise God, Jesus saves. And my friend, here was a church that had people that at one time were drunkards, revelers, extortioners, homosexuals, and just idolaters, fornicators. I mean, you name it, that was them. And they were tamed. He said, such were some of you. There are people out there teach, well, a homosexual can't get saved. No. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There's power in the blood of Jesus. My friend, never give up. You may have a homosexual son, a homosexual daughter. You may have a homosexual friend of the past, whatever, brother, sister, whatever it is. Don't give up praying for them. You pray until their life comes to an end. They can still be saved. They can still get right. They can still forsake that life. And by the power of God, be such were some of you, but they are no longer, because they are washed. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctified how? Set apart by God for his holy work. And they are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, so that they are in Christ and by the Spirit of our God, sealed by him, they stand before the Lord that day of judgment. Free. 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 Accepted. In the beloved. Today's society may accept the LGBT and whatever other letters they're adding to it now as a legitimate. They may say gay marriage is legitimate. It may be in their eyes, but it'll never be a holy matrimony. And this world may accept premarital and extramarital sexual union. Well, Sodom and Gomorrah did as well. But when God moved and judged, he moved and judged. And if as a Christian, a man won't judge his own sin, God will. 1 Corinthians 11:31 says, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So my friend, learn to judge your own sin. So, after seeing turning, we need to see the tearing that is needed in verse 13. Now, notice there he says, and rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. I like that. After telling all these judgments that are coming in these first 11 verses, oh, now he gives hope. What a God that we have.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on his firm foundation.